The North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, was first developed during the Reagan administration and ratified in 1994 under Bill Clinton. The trilateral deal between Mexico, Canada, and the United States sought to ease import-export restrictions and tariffs between these three countries. And since then, exports among the partners have tripled. Donald Trump used it as a pivot point in his 2016 presidential campaign, calling it, quote, the worst trade deal maybe ever signed anywhere, but certainly ever signed in this country, unquote. He promised to either renegotiate it or withdraw completely. On today's Idaho Matters, we will discuss the impact NAFTA has had on Idaho's economy and how changing our position in the agreement may affect Idaho's agricultural industry. State Representative Matt Erpelding is the Democratic House Minority Leader representing the 19th District in Boise. He recently penned a print op-ed with Republican State Senator Jim Patrick, arguing the benefits NAFTA has provided for Idahoans. And we spoke to him, and I started that conversation by asking Erpelding to quantify NAFTA's economic impact on our state.
Since 1994, when Clinton officially signed it as it passed Congress, exports from Idaho to Mexico and Canada have gone up by about 800%.
Really?
Yes. And so they represent the single largest trading partners that Idaho agricultural exports have. And that is relevant because it has been a boon to our rural communities. And because we are a commodity state, we also have value-added agricultural, but because we're a commodity state, we're exporting wherever we can go. So the big movement, though, was Mexico. We had already been trading with Canada, but as Mexico lowered its tariffs on wheat, on potatoes, and on other agricultural exports, we started to see a huge market in Mexico.
So what are some of the exports agriculturally that we do export to our neighbors to the south?
Wheat, potatoes, and that includes value-added potatoes like Simplot exports to Mexico, even French fries, frozen potatoes, prefabricated potatoes are headed
so
to Mexico.
So we're sending that.
Yeah, sugar beets. Sugar is where we have a challenge. The sugar beet and the sugar industry in Idaho says that Mexico subsidizes its sugar. Of course, there's an argument that Canada subsidizes timber. So there are problems with NAFTA. But overall, it has been an economic boon to Idaho. And there is no doubt that if a trade war or an elimination of NAFTA occurred, Idaho's agricultural community would suffer.
And that's a huge part of it, would you say? Because we are also a rural state.
Yes.
And that affects farmers. This is the family farm.
Yeah. And at the same time, if you think about it, there are products that we don't even think about that are exported to Mexico. One is barley. So there is a barley processing plant in Idaho Falls that is almost entirely dedicated to exporting malted barley for Mexican products.
I know the exact plant you're talking about because you see it on I-15.
Exactly. And so you have Modelo, you have beers in Mexico that Idaho barley producers are basically providing almost all the barley for. So
for all of these,
just about.
Wow.
In terms of what they produce, their primary export is Mexico. And that's just talking about our rural communities. We're not including the fact that HP and Micron have developed really strong trading relationships with Canada and Mexico. And so, yes, this will impact our rural communities because of the agricultural backbone that represents essentially a third of our economy. But it will also hit our urban communities, particularly Boise, where you have the CEO of HP, Meg Whitman, saying any substantial damage to NAFTA will hurt HP and it will certainly hurt Micron. Well, their concern is when you start talking about NAFTA, they're trading with Canada mostly. And so because it's this trilateral agreement between the three countries, if you start to create a trade war and Canada engages, they're going to engage on the technological side. And it's a lose-lose for Idaho if NAFTA's thrown out. Now, certainly there's an argument to be made that NAFTA could have some environmental improvements and some labor improvements. And those arguments are valid, especially when you're talking about Mexico and continuing to raise expectations for labor security there and raise expectations for environmental restrictions or regulations to kind of keep the environment a little bit more stable for Mexicans.
So to kind of play the devil's advocate here, Micron and HP, they're concerned about their relations and their trade agreements with Canada. Could you just throw out the part with Mexico and keep Canada?
Well, this is a larger issue, which is why it's so interesting that President Trump has now tied it to DACA. One of the reasons that we're seeing border crossings at an all-time low from Mexico is because of the rise of the middle class in Mexico. So the fact that we don't have so much mass migration north is because Mexico is a stable country right now. And the reason that it's a stable country is because it has a thriving economy that is largely due to NAFTA. So when you unpack this and you look at it systemically, I don't think that anybody wants to see a destabilization of what is essentially a entire continent dedicated to a marketing chain or toward a production chain. And that trading relationship, if you destabilize any of those countries, so throw out the Mexico relationship and you destabilize Mexico, you essentially destabilize the entire North American continent.
And that has a ripple effect
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. What people don't realize is how important NAFTA is to immigration, to stabilizing the Mexican economy, to supporting the Mexican economy and helping their middle class grow so that you have a more stable country in general. And when you start taking away things like NAFTA, free trade agreements like NAFTA that help advance all the economies on the continent, you will create other problems.
So if the president's argument is that, you know, NAFTA has immigration issues and you know, we have, you know, undocumented people coming into the United States, you know, taking jobs away from Americans. But if what you're saying is that we have a rise in the middle class in Mexico, so we're seeing less border crossings, wouldn't NAFTA be a good thing to keep?
Well, I would argue that most everybody believes that NAFTA has been good for the North American continent. It's created an element where we can compete with Asia as a North American continent. And without that, you wouldn't see the economic growth in all three countries. So when President Trump argues that NAFTA is somehow negatively influencing immigration, the numbers don't add up. We have historic lows of undocumented immigrants coming across the border. And one of the main reasons for that is that the peso is stable and the Mexican economy is stable. And you have the rise of the middle class in Mexico, which is what we all should be advocating for. I would say the bigger issue with the United States middle class has been a stagnation of wages here. And that stagnation of wages has been in large part due to a inability of states like Idaho to allow for collective bargaining and to raise the minimum wage. And so if we truly are dedicated to focusing on United States domestic issues, let's talk about the issues here. And if we can increase our NAFTA agreements by raising expectations for labor requirements in Mexico, let's do that, but not at the expense of throwing out the baby with the bathwater.
Could there be an argument made, though, that let's take our agricultural economy here in Idaho? Well, throw out NAFTA, let Mexico do its own thing, let Canada do its own thing. We're going to stand alone as the United States, and we're going to find places that we can keep growing in the U.S. And we're going to bring jobs in. We're going to have these, you know, barley factories, you know, these manufacturing plants, and we're just going to keep growing that in the United States. Can we do that without Mexico and Canada? Why can't we?
The challenge is that when you're talking about food production and agricultural production and the exporting of commodities, the larger the markets that you have available to export your commodities, the more opportunity is there to make money. If you shrink that market, so suddenly Mexico adds a 25% tariff to wheat, and now the only market is in the United States and trying to sell it to Asia, which has a tremendous transportation expense just to get our products over to Asia, you're going to limit where farmers can make their money. And the argument that removing millions of people from a commodities market, particularly when it comes to feeding the world, would actually help farmers make money holds very little water.
So what kind of support is there for maintaining NAFTA here in Idaho. Do we have support in our state house, in our state legislature from the governor? Where is that at?
The governor has said that he supports renegotiating NAFTA, which I find interesting because renegotiating NAFTA is different than using the nuclear option and eliminating NAFTA, which is what the president has been threatening. There are a lot of folks who support strengthening environmental regulations for the continent, and there are a lot of people that support increasing labor requirements and the safety of our workers. Renegotiating NAFTA is different than blowing NAFTA up. And so all of our, I guess, federal representatives and statewide representatives have been very, very careful not to disparage NAFTA because there is so much support in the agricultural community. To a person, you won't find a person in the agricultural community that says that any substantive changes to NAFTA that impact the agricultural community would be viewed very negatively by most Idahoans.
So our high-level Republican lawmakers are not saying get rid of NAFTA. Is that because you're talking what you said, 800% growth in Idaho since NAFTA went into effect? You can't lie about those numbers.
No, you can't. And also, we know that our agricultural exports are tied to somewhere in the neighborhood of 120,000 jobs.
So In Idaho.
So, you know, when you talk about the multiplier effect, so value added, all the other pieces that are associated with it, you do real damage to our economy by particularly doing damage to the NAFTA relationship as it is with the United States and Mexico, particularly in agriculture.
So how would you feel as a Democrat renegotiating NAFTA? Do you think there is a need to change it a bit? Because you've even said in this interview, there are some issues with NAFTA.
There are some issues with NAFTA, but I think that the issues do not outweigh the benefits. I think that a stable Mexican economy and a stable Mexican government is critical to all of our immigration dilemmas. Stable trading partnership with Canada is critical. And then if you think about our continent as a supply chain, having the entire continent tied into a supply chain is what makes us competitive with the European Union and with the China-Asia bloc.
That was Idaho State House Minority Leader Matt Erpelding of Boise.